اسمي زينب عمر الحسني.
The young woman identifies herself on Syrian state TV as Zainab Omar al-Husni. Her family could hardly believe it. Until now, they were convinced she was dead. After all, the family had buried her remains. I want her back. I miss her, Zainab al-Husni's mother Fatat sobs. The last time she saw her daughter in person was at the end of July. She never came home from a trip to the market. The family believes the 18-year-old was abducted by Syrian security forces trying to pressure her brother, Mohammed, a well-known activist, to turn himself in. In September, Mohammed was wounded in a demonstration and then detained, the family said. When Fatat visited the military hospital in Homs looking for Mohammed, she says she told doctors her daughter was also missing. They said they have a young girl's corpse and that it was burnt, Fatat recalls. But the description of the clothing did not match anything Zainab would wear, so she didn't view the body. A few days later, they were called to pick up Mohammed's remains, and the family was told Zainab's body was there as well. This time, Fatat did look. It was my daughter's features, even though it was burned, but it was my instinct. My instinct told me, this is my daughter, she remembers.
Zainab's mother is just saying that it wasn't at the moment where she saw her daughter's disfigured, dismembered and decapitated corpse that she began crying. It was afterwards when she was talking to her mother and her sisters about it. We have viewed the images of the corpse that the family says that they received, and they're simply too graphic to air. They are among the most horrific images that we have seen come out of Syria.
The family now believes they were deliberately manipulated into believing the remains were Zainab's. Activists sent us a copy of the death certificate the family says it received, with Zainab's name, along with a document authorizing the release of the body to the family. CNN cannot independently verify the authenticity of those documents. Just as Zainab's mother concedes, she cannot be 100% certain the person on state TV is her Zainab. While she looks just like her daughter, she says, her voice sounded strange. In the TV interview, Zainab says she ran away from home because her brothers were beating her. And she insists the family home was never raided. None of it true, the family says. Her mother says that shortly before Zainab went missing, Syrian security forces stormed their home asking for Mohammed, the activist. Zainab was present when it happened. If it is her on state TV, Yusuf, her half-brother says, then we want her returned to us. Her mother is convinced that if Zainab was acting of her own free will, she would have called. The two were inseparable. She is an affectionate girl, always caring for me, Fatat tells us. She would say, Mommy, I want to die before you do.